I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live all over the country, hundreds of stations across the United States. Also, we're online by going to aftermath.fm. TalkStreamLive.com also has links to the program. It's all free, and you can stream it. Stream it for free. Listen live if you're recorded or otherwise preempted in other parts of the country because of the election or other emergencies or even sports. We're available online at aftermath.fm. Also, you can listen to the show in its entirety in podcast form by going to aftermath.media. Aftermath.media provides you with documents and books and all kinds of videos and cool things along with the shows. Also, here's some of our montages uncut. A lot of great things going on at aftermath.media. It's $4.99 to start up with just the shows archived. Or you can get the full library experience at $9.99. And there is a yearly special that you can pick up on as well. Just go to aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. I don't know if anyone remembers a show that I did some 3 or 4 years ago. I was actually reading one of my occult chronological histories of alchemy and Wicca, Satanism, and witchcraft. I have about 3 or 4 of those books in my library physically, and we threw in a whole library of grimoires and other religious books about Satanism, witchcraft, alchemy, and basically the Christian books that we threw in. And we have a few others that are occult-like books with people like Aleister Crowley and others. But I think that's the biggest misconception that a lot of people have, I think, about reading the occult or reading about the occult or alchemy or Wicca. I mean, there are many sides to the story. You have the Christian side of the story. You have the magician side of the story. You have the Satanist side of the story. We have the witches, the pagan side of the story. I mean, it seems that... I guess you go back to the 14th century. 14th century is when everything started to hop. Everything, I'm sure that people will argue that maybe before then things were like, dark and magicians were doing their thing. And they were, I'm sure. But going back to the 14th century, there seemed to be this deadly movement of defying the divinity of Jesus Christ. And this idea was not passed down because of some tradition. No, it all sprang ready-made from the horrors of the time. I was interested in an article, a headline, and the article really didn't live up to the headline, but it was about how exorcists claim coronavirus pandemic increases demonic possessions. And there were a number of exorcists in Manila, others in the Philippines, others in Rome, all saying that excessive negative thoughts weakened people because of viruses and all this other stuff. It helps things along to bring about demonic possession. And it reminded me of the show we did about Belphegor. Now, Belphegor is the demon of sloth. And I'm thinking, some people really thought the show had some insight, right? And some people were offended because I was identifying the demon of sloth because nobody understands. And if you have to banish a demon, you have to know its name. So I said his name was Belphegor. And the only way to evict demons and diabolical spiritual forces is to have a healthy diet of positivity, healthy diet of prayer, healthy diet of fasting, healthy diet of earnestly seeking out the light rather than to dwell and sulk in the darkness. And there's a lot of fear right now that something is going on behind the scenes. And that possessions, in this medieval way, are more or less the ready-made fear because of the times we're in, the horrors of our time. In times of plague and disease, we find ourselves in moments where people lose all hope and in the process expose themselves to the lower powers. And in that very process, they also open themselves up to more suffering and disease. And it's that vicious circle that over time places us in that moment of vulnerability. I mean, it was written in one of those, remember I was talking about the grimoires that we have in the in aftermath.media. These grimoires I have, this library, and I was reading about in these chronological histories of alchemy, Wicca, Satanism, and witchcraft and all that, and also its relationship to Christianity. I was reading about the old seer, the old sage. There was one wise sage that had said that when a demon or the devil knocks thrice on the door where you live, you must address the creature of the abyss and identify it and kindly send it on its way, because it will bargain and coerce you into giving up blood and soul. Now, after repeating this on the air, I recalled that one night after a show, I arrived at my home, and in my usual way, I prepared for bed. I went downstairs, turned on the television, did some binge watching of some of my favorite TV shows. And it was not unlike a night tonight where it's very cold, the wind is blowing, and the wind was blowing outside, and there was a mist rain that was falling, which made it a blanket night. And what I mean by blanket night is I have some heavy blankets, weighted blankets that I like to put around me, and they're weighted down so they keep me nice and tight, like a warm, you know, burrito. It's kind of a nice and comfortable feeling. And I retired like I normally do, my room about 2 a.m., and as I drifted off to sleep, I actually heard what I believe were three knocks on the door downstairs. And believe me, I was startled, and I thought I was hearing things. And then it happened again. Three distinct knocks. Now, I didn't want to wake my wife or startle anyone. I mean, my wife wears earplugs. I don't. I have everything. I'm very aware. But I didn't want to startle anyone, so I threw on a robe, and I cautiously moved slowly down the stairs toward the door. And with trepidation, I grabbed the knob. I unlocked the door slowly, and I opened it. No one was there. No one. I even stepped out into the cold in bare feet to survey the front yard. And it was quiet. Although I looked down in front of our house, we have a tombstone, a little cardboard tombstone. We have a skeleton who looks like he's reaching out of the ground. Gave me the creeps, right? So I looked around. I noticed that the wind was blowing through the leaves on the trees. There was a fire burning in the homeless camp near our house. It kind of gave me a chill a bit. But I closed the door, and I breathed a sigh of relief, and I got into bed and slept. Now, I've told people, and I don't know how many times I've told you, that I know, and I say that, I've said before that when there's a knock at the door, it's never good news. Never good news. And it can be said that right now, the devil has already knocked on the door, and many people have answered the door and have let him in, as we see more people ignore their faith because of the gloomy moments in our existence. Last night, if you tuned into Armed Beyond Zero after our show broadcast, I commented on Facebook that there was this political rally. I don't know where it was. I was in Boston. A political rally in Boston where a man was dancing on a burning flag, holding a bloody heart, claiming it to be the heart of the president. Now, he was chanting and holding the heart above his mouth, dripping blood down the sides of his face. Then he ripped the heart apart and then threw it down on the street. The headline read the man was doing some sort of satanic ritual, and from what I saw, he was pretending to, but the intent was evident. And it certainly can be said that it's a product of our times, just like in the 14th century, just like it seemed that everything was ready-made for a complete and utter total takeover by the darkness, by the dark lords, by the demons and the devils. And there are many people that are online, that have been on the internet, spreading all kinds of stories that are similar. And we even addressed this a little bit with Paul Eno. We talked about the new satanic panic, just like the satanic panic of the 1980s, where we are hearing about the sacrificing of children and the drinking of blood components, adrenochrome, that it can only be extracted from frightened children. It's the modern version of blood libel and the modern way, or the modern day vampire story that many people wish to believe. And I remember, you know, a long time ago, I talked about the very real vampires in places of power, and I was laughed at. But now, I mean, there's still people out there, I'm sure, that are laughing. I mean, the only reason why this is important, I think, is because Savannah Guthrie talked about it at a town hall with President Trump. I know that Anderson Cooper has brought it up. A lot of people want to point to QAnon and say, what are you thinking? What are you talking about? Adrenochrome, walnut sauce, whatever they call it, the pedophilia, the killing of the babies, the removal of telomeres. All of these things are taken seriously by some people, too seriously by others. And in any case, it reflects back to the times of the 14th and 15th centuries. Always remember, the devil knocks thrice. Three times he knocks. And then you must identify that demon, identify that devil, and banish him away so that it will not bother you. However, it feels as though people have opened the door wide enough for the devils to step in. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You are listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.